today's events, marking 50 years since the March on Washington kicked off with an interfaith service this morning at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Before the service started, we spoke with some people who were attending. First, NPR's Bracton Booker explained the significance of the church.
It was founded in 1863 by freed slaves. President Obama actually worshipped here in 2011, and Dr. King actually gave a speech here back in 1960. The name of the sermon was The Negro and the American Dream.
And Bracton, you've got some people there that have come today to see the events at the church. Tell us about who you've got with you.
Yes. Well, the first person you're going to hear from is Marilyn Wilson. She is originally from Atlanta and now lives in D.C., and she's a member of Shiloh Baptist Church. Here she is.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Marilyn. So why have you come today?
I came today because our faith has always been the root of the civil rights struggle. It's interspersed in all of our slavery songs and all the songs of the civil rights movement. So it is fitting that we would begin this historic day here in Washington, D.C. with this interfaith service. And that's why I'm here today.
Marilyn, this is Robin Young. Thank you for speaking with us. We understand that there's another participant in the service this morning standing there with you. Is Harminda there?
Yes, she is. Hold, please.
Hello.
Harminda Kaur, we understand your daughter Hannah is inside the service. Thank you for stepping out. Are you from India? Do I understand you're from India?
I am originally from India, yes.
And so what brought you here today?
I'm a Sikh, and you know, Sikhs believe in the oneness of God, and and also see the creation of God as one. Just like Martin Luther King said, it's only one race, and that's the human race. I went to a school in India, and we learned about the Gandhian principles there. And I understand that Martin Luther King was learned a lot from Mahatma Gandhi. About 2 years ago, I was on a trip, a human rights trip. It was a bus trip, and we traced all the places from North Carolina all the way up to Mississippi. We went to Atlanta, we went to MLK Center, we even saw the hotel where the assassination took place. We went to 7 or 8 states.
And Harminder, how is your daughter, who's 13 years old, Hannah, how is she taking all of this in?
She woke up at 5:30 this morning, absolutely excited. She is one of those young individuals who believes in human race being as one, yes. And I'm fortunate that she is one person I'm at least able to raise who thinks that way.
We feel very privileged to have spoken with you, Harminda Kaur. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Sure, thank you. Thanks.
Voices this morning from Washington. We also heard from Marilyn Wilson and NPR's Bracton Booker.
And our coverage of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington continues in a moment, here and now.